Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pokemon World Tour Reunited. I'm Alan.
I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
I am Jake. Every time I do this, just because I don't remember the order. I'm Jake. I know I'm Jake. I just don't remember if I go after Alan or before.
Technically,
I'm like, I always go after Jake.
You got it easy. You're the vice president of this. Easiest job. Alan's the treasurer and secretary, so they got to do the real work.
Damn it.
Anyway, Pokemon World Tour United. What's up? We're back. Hey, everybody.
Hey there. How's it going?
Hey, everybody. Hey. Welcome to the podcast.
Didn't see you there.
So, the scene, the camera zooms in on an open field in Viridian City. Maybe soccer field sized, maybe a little bit smaller. Tons of people are gathered here at this field. There are balloons and streamers. It is a beautiful spring day where it's just warm enough that you could wear shorts if you wanted to, but not that you're going to get super duper sweaty and gross. Like, it's just really a beautiful day. The flowers are blooming, and there are immediately you recognize, well, the listeners would recognize a familiar smiling woman, although we haven't seen this person in many years at this point. Oh,
quite a while.
Quite a while. Say.
Maybe not so familiar anymore.
Standing at a booth, essentially, with tons of Pokemon eggs. There are lines that have been like spray painted into the ground with like the spray chalk. Where do we find our two heroes amidst this big egg-themed party?
I am, I'm working it. I'm on patrol. I guess not patrol. You know how when there's like things and there's just like a cop standing there? It's like, I'm doing that. I'm on duty. Yeah, I've been assigned to make sure none of the I get all the bad jobs at cop because no one likes me there. So yeah, I'm on duty making sure no parents get out of hand trying to cheat egg games with their kids or make sure any Pokemon fight. This is a no battle zone.
Yeah.
What is the what's the word I'm looking for? Caretaker? What is your warden doing?
My ward. Oh, I have a Pokemon now. Do I still have? Is Sirfetch still my?
Because you
warden?
Hate him so much. Absolutely, he's there. Oh, but you do great. Have Bango now.
I cannot wait for this buddy cop movie.
It's gonna be terrible. I hate this Big Bird so much, which is ironic because Big Bird is my favorite Muppet.
Good choice.
This bird's not big enough.
Not big enough. This is a little bird who's a big jerk. I don't know what would Sirfetch be doing. Probably standing at a disrespectful distance. Like, it's not far enough away that I feel like I've got this, and it's not close enough that I feel like I am being helped. It's just like I'm just watching you to make sure when you mess up, I can write it down. And then I have Bango. He also has a little. In Pokemon, do the Growlithe have cop hats too?
Or they do now.
They do now. He has a little cop hat on. It matches mine.
Who cares about in Pokemon?
This is trying to.
We are the Pokemon Wear Clothes podcast.
That is true. I don't know how I forgot.
What does his bandana look like?
What is his bandana? I mean,
does it have like a little cop shield on it?
Maybe he doesn't have a bandana. Maybe he has a when he's on duty, he does have a collar with a little instead of a like a dog tag. It is a badge that has his name on it.
In on the collar, it says, "Don't touch me. I'm working."
Yeah, he's got the little like. He also probably has a little harness that has like pouches and some stuff in it. Little first aid kit.
Precious
snacks. Those aren't regulation, but I know that we're both going to want some snacks to do it during this, so.
What is Colby doing?
I am just manning the Pokemart-sponsored freshwater booth.
Okay.
just handing out waters to the kids and the parents. I also have lemonades, but they're not free.
You got to pay up. What about there's no slushies here, right? There's no, it's just lemonade and fresh water.
I just have a big cooler full of, a couple coolers okay. full of lemonades and fresh waters. Yeah.
Gotcha.
How is Treble helping you or hindering you?
I feel like Treble's just kind of sleeping. I have a couple coolers, but all the ice is melted because Treble's sleeping next to him, so it's still, it's like hot water.
Oh, no! I would like that, because I feel like the ice melted, but was ice, would even it out to just be like room temp water, right. which is how I like my water. Yeah, it's not like I understand.
It's not like when you drink water that's been sitting in a hot car all day.
Yeah, and you're like, ooh, that is
that could be boiled. Used to make tea.
Yeah,
it's also not like cold and refreshing.
Right. I had another joke about Treble, and I forgot it. We're gonna move on.
You both hear a starting pistol get fired into the air, and it kind of shoots up and blossoms into a firework.
Let's take this back, Alan. Let's rewind. It's not a pistol. This is a Pokemon. What Pokemon is making an exploding thing?
Could it be a what the hell's that thing's name? Toxtricity? Do you think they would shoot a fireworks, maybe?
So you both hear a ring of a guitar and like lightning shoots up into the air and explodes into multiple colors as a Toxtricity just kind of shreds a note on their guitar.
It's shredding the national anthem, Jimi Hendrix style.
Yes.
On its weird chest.
The national anthem, which is.
So this kicks off at least two different games that you see. One is, all of them are involving Pokemon eggs, which, to remind listeners, are very, very large. When you compare them to other eggs, some of these eggs have been decorated. Some of them haven't. Some of them came pre-decorated. There's one that seems to already have like swirls and triangles on it. There's one that's kind of a purple, but all of them have different colors, but you can tell some of them have been enhanced with paint or dye or whatever. And a bunch of kids start running and doing an egg roll. Some are on their knees, like pushing the eggs with their heads to try to get them over a line in the distance. People start cheering and applauding for the kids that are running around. And the Toxtricity looks very pleased with itself that it was able to have this much of an impact.
It's the yellow one, then. It's the up.
Yes. Yeah, it's the purple one's a base.
The purple one is a basis, yeah.
One of them is purple yellow, one of them is purple blue. The blue,
the electricity color is, yeah.
I will say that one kid does come up to the water area, Colby. And they are carrying in their arms, just kind of hugging it. It looks like an apple that's been painted to look like an egg. It's very strange. The kid is maybe 6 years old and looks extremely proud of themselves. Excuse me, I'd like lemonade, please. And they put the amount of money on the counter.
All right, that'll be 300 Pokebucks. I'll take that. Thank you. Here's your lemonade. And
that's like two Pokeballs. That's highway robbery.
Thank you. And when they say thank you, two eyes pop up on the top of this apple egg thing. Applin.
What you got there?
Oh, this is my buddy Oppie. They're an Applin.
Oh, well, here, take a fresh water for them too.
Oh, thank you.
On the house.
And they kind of off, and you can see them like giving the Applin some water, which is washing off some of the paint. but they both seem very, very pleased.
Where's its mouth? Do you have to dump it down the eye holes to get to the mouth?
The mouth.
No, there is a mouth. Apple, because it has sharp teeth on
but
the bottom.
But that's a design on but the
is
mouth.
That, is that the design or not? That's my question. Are we looking at a Poliwhirl situation where, like, I thought it was the mouth for a long time, but it is the belly, and then I thought the nose was the mouth, but that's actually a nose, or maybe I have it opposite.
On Poliwag, I think that is a mouth.
Yeah,
but Poliwag. Then when it evolves in the Poliwhirl, the mouth, at least in the anime where they portray it, is like the line between where the blue stops and the white on the belly begins. The mouth is like right there.
Oh, that's freaky. That's freaky. That's a freaky choice, Pokemon. I have a whistle basically, and I am just, whenever kids are getting out of the line, I'm just like whistle, like blowing the whistle to like get them back in to that. And basically anytime there's like roughhousing or anything, I look miserable.
There are also other Pokemon that are kind of helping keep things in place. You see an Azumarill kind of using some bubbles and things to get kids on track. A bunch of parents are trying their best. And I think the Pokemart stand is right next to Miss Mary, and she seems so pleased with how everything is going. Like, she's just tickled pink.
Well, that's good. She deserves it. Yeah. Once the egg race is over, I am also going to go get a Walwater.
So we'll say that the egg race concludes. The winner was a kid with the swirly and triangle egg, was the winner of the egg roll. And the one with the pushy with their heads was the purpley one. But there's lots of cheering. The kids are really happy. The prizes are basically like candy and chocolate and sweets. And it's just very festive and fun.
Yeah, I'm going to walk up to the Pokemon booth because I assume that this festival is like spring hatching. It's like the spring hatching festival. Like, we hatch a lot of stuff, and then that symbolizes spring coming, etc. Mm-hmm. So it's like warmish, and I'm in a terribly ugly cop uniform that
made
is
of wool.
Not breathable. It is fully not breathable. It is abysmal.
You
in
gotta
here.
Have your khaki cop shorts on.
There's like a skirt. There's like a skirt to it.
Oh.
For the I drew a picture
like the Officer Jenny.
Yeah, I mean like an Officer
okay,
Jenny.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I'm not. They didn't let me dress cash for the. If I could just be like a referee, that would have been fine. But no, they told me to be in uniform.
There had to be at least one police officer present at the festival.
Yeah, because of something.
And you drew the short straw, and by that I mean no one else wanted to do it.
Yeah, I was told that I have the short straw, and then I have to go do the Spring Hatching Festival. And make sure no kids eat the Pokemon eggs or whatever. So I'm just going to walk up and look at a very warm sleeping Drevel.
I can write my allergies into the show because it's spring.
I'm assuming Alan was making a
Treble
noise.
It looked like he was about to make a noise.
I was making Treble noises.
Yeah, yes. I couldn't hear anything, so I assumed it had to be Zoom.
I need to figure out if there's a way that I
can. Is there a noise gate where you can be like, hey, I know that pitch is only really for dogs, but trust me, they want to hear it on the other end.
Original sounds for musicians. Let's just do that and see what happens.
So I'm just gonna walk up and be like, hey, is this... Oh, hey, it's...
Hi.
Colbert? Carl?
Kobe's fine.
Kobe. I knew it was something like that. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going okay. Have to work on the festival day, so.
Same.
I have this tent, awning, tarp.
I would kill for a tent. I'm out in the field with sweaty kids in this. This is, it's wool and polyester. I don't know what kind of, it is the most aggressive blend. Of fabrics. Anyway, can I get a water?
Yeah, yeah.
How hot is the water in there?
Well, it's not cold.
Hey, it worked. We can hear you now.
Cool. So apparently when I record for or do this podcast, I need to turn on original sound for musicians.
Yeah,
on
you
Zoom.
You got to use the music quality.
Yeah, just try it. If you don't like it, I got lemonade, which is a little cooler because he's not as close to that
sure.
one.
And as you say that, he rolls over.
Well, you better hurry up on the lemonade. They're 300 pokes each, but you got the...
They don't pay me enough to buy the lemonade. I'm just drinking the water today.
You get the Jenny discount, so...
Oh, well, in that case...
Be $2.90.
Oh, come on!
I think Bango like hops up and puts his front paws on the counter and just pokes.
Can we get can he also get a water, please?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna pop his open and just like squeeze the bottle at his face. Just so
he does the
yeah.
And that's when you hear a scream.
Oh god. Oh,
that sounds like you. That sounds like you business.
Oh man, I was trying to get a drink of water. 2 seconds. I'm gonna drink some water on my way over there.
You see, I would say middle-aged man. Definitely in cargo khakis and like a fun festive spring shirt, and that Azumarill freaking out.
Okay, all right. Everybody calm down.
A kid is gone.
There's lots of kids.
A kid is gone.
Okay, well that's bad. Okay.
Kid is gone. We turned our heads for just a second, and then an egg disappeared. And we were like, oh, that's not good. We should go investigate that. And so then we turned around again, and then a little kid was gone. And I think the little kid heard us talking about doing an investigation, and then they thought that would be a good idea, and so they left, and they're gone.
Okay, all right. Breathe. We don't need you fainting. The Nurse Joy isn't here yet. She's on her way, because there's got to be a Jenny and a Joy at every one of these. Where are they last seen?
Right over there. And he points to kind of the edge of the playground, I guess, to a suspiciously shadowy, kind of hedged wooded area.
Of course. Okay. all right. Come on, Bangle. Let's go.
Do you need backup? Do you need help? What do you need?
Okay. That was such a lot of syllables. I actually probably should. Hey, Kobe.
Huh?
Can you just like lock the lemonade and come help me look for a kid?
I don't think the cooler. All right, let's just put some rocks on these coolers. We gotta go.
And so you hustle over and you find yourselves kind of looking at this darkened area. Allie, out of the corner of your eye, when he got there, you don't know, but right on the edge of that shadowy area is Sirfetch'd, holding the pad of paper and a little pencil, staring at you, not moving to help, nothing.
Don't you have something better to be doing?
Waiting.
Someone needs to be watching the kids. Where were you? Hey, you know what? Actually, yeah, where were you when this kid disappeared? Because I was on my union mandated 15.
Sirfetch'd.
I'm Sirfetch'd. I never take a break. Oh, I don't need a break because I'm a big dumb bird.
Sirfetch'd. And he starts writing furiously.
You can write me up all you want. I don't work for you, buddy.
He's a private citizen. And if the lemonades are gone, then the police will reimburse you for it. So write that down too, Sirfetch'd.
Sir, and you can tell he's thinking to himself, Fetch'd, and he waddles over to the Pokemart area to make sure nothing gets stolen.
Yes. Okay, let's go. so we'll start investigating the last known location, looking for tracks, looking for if we just find a little kid, that would probably be the easiest.
For little kids, if that's an option.
Yeah.
So you do kind of enter this kind of shadowy area, and the first thing you immediately stumble upon, which is not great, is a kid's shoe, like a flip-flop.
Oh, no.
Just like in the middle of this clearing, there is no child to be seen. You do notice some, like, impressions on the grass of which way the kid might have gone, but they did lose a shoe.
I'm gonna pick the shoe up, and
use a hanky or put gloves on or something.
I have gloves on. Does Jenny have
little white gloves?
I think they do have little gloves on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
One step ahead of you.
All right.
Thanks to the Pokemon, the cartoon show character designers.
And in Bango's mouth is an evidence bag.
Okay. I will also put the evidence bag.
Wait, you should have your Growlithe, like, get the scent off the shoe?
Oh, yeah. I'm not used to having an actual Growlithe partner yet. Yeah. This probably make it way easier. Sniff this.
And Bango, like, does the very cartoon point, like, thing with one leg hiked up.
Okay.
Pointing off into the dark.
Yeah, of course, the dark spot.
Gotta be. I will seal the evidence bag and tuck it into his little vest harness.
And he nose to the ground, starts walking forward, and clearly you're supposed to follow. It does not take you long to reach a point where Bango stops and growls. Not in a normal growl growl, but a deep, throaty, something is wrong growl, hackles going up.
Okay.
Treble, flame on. It's a little dark in here.
And light blossoms from Treble. And I want you each, if you have dice near you.
I do.
Jake, roll 2d6. Josh, roll 3d6 because survival's your gig.
7.
You said roll 3?
3 for you.
Your survival Ooh. Would be a 4, but it's an alternate universe.
It's an AU. Yeah.
4, 6, and 1, so 11.
Cool. Allie, you barely miss this. Like, you move out of the way at the last possible moment. Colby, it's like you got ESP. You sensed something, like the way Treble's light bounced off of something, caught your attention, and you moved, and a wad of sand, roughly the size of a watermelon, just rockets out of this darkness and smashes into a tree so hard that the tree cracks. And Holy a couple of crap. Branches just fall off of it.
Suicune, what was that? Also, Alan, real quick, a wad is the grossest way for anything to come. I don't know if that was intentional or not.
It was intentional.
Because a wad of sand is the yuckiest way you could find sand.
I wanted you to think about if boogers were made of sand.
It's like a spitball, but sand.
Exactly.
Yucky. Okay. Yeah.
Very yucky.
Can you point him? Is there a way you could point?
Yeah. Treble? It's like kind of. It's like Treble. Look over there. I could pick him up, but I don't have my oven mitts handy.
So what I think Treble does is just sits down on his big donk and points his back in the reverse, like towards what you want, and then flare.
he moons it.
So he can't see what he's doing, but he has utter trust in you, so it doesn't matter. And you see what would be a humorous sight if the sand hadn't caused a lot of destruction. you see a small child, again, maybe 7 years old, halfway up a tree. One shoe gone, like a scratch under the eye with a little bit of dirt.
Okay.
Not blood, but dirt.
Dried just dirt.
Clearly crying. And then down at the bottom, a snake that is coiled in on itself that is monstrous in size. It's like coiled around the tree and around itself. And you can see the top of an egg that had been brightly painted sticking out of one of its coils, and it is hissing at you.
Oh, man, we are terribly unprepared for a ground-type Pokemon.
This snake is 12 foot 6 inches.
Oh, that's a big boy.
We're not going with the baby form. We're going with the fully evolved. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
Suddenly we are in the Jennifer Lopez classic Anaconda.
Also starring Ice-T?
That sounds right.
I think Ice-T was in that one. And John Voight. I don't know why I remember so much about Anaconda. I haven't seen it since I was like 6. And I probably shouldn't have seen it when I was 6. No. It's a very scary movie.
So what do y'all do?
Run. Well,
no. We can't run. It's treat a kid.
Okay, yeah, you're okay, sorry. Fight or flight. I'm only wired one way.
Okay, that's, well.
It's got an egg!
Okay, hey, sweetie, just be calm. Hmm. It's okay. Don't panic. It can smell fear, probably. A lot of them can. So
its tongue flits when you say that.
Mm-hmm. And it's the sand sack, which again, gross, puffs and gets even bigger.
Oh, God. We need to stay out of the front way of this.
Yeah. I forget from the last time we were in this universe. I have a Pokemon Ranger. I have a Pokegear. I don't have a Poke. Okay.
Yeah, you do not have. Neither of you have Pokedex. You have a Pokegear.
Yeah.
I don't know why I pulled up all of these Pokedex entries.
I'm going to take a picture of it. It has a Pokedex.
Oh, true. App. It does have an app.
It has an app. It just isn't a official You're on a Pokemon Journey Pokedex. So I'm going to take
I have is like a Nokia, a Pokemon Nokia.
But it's going to last you forever.
It's got Ekans on it.
And I can't even take pictures. I can call my mom.
You can call your mom. You can play Ekans on it. Everyone loves playing Ekans.
You can also make your own ringtones.
Ooh. Yeah, if we ever need a big summon, I can call my mom. She'll be here in an instant with a grass type. So,
which I didn't spend literal hours as a young person with a Nokia making Hedwig's theme as my ringtone. That didn't happen.
Do you like text tone it? Do you have to like figure out every note?
It was. Wow. You figured it out on the number pad.
Yeah, you have to like type the notes in.
Mm-hmm.
Like an Animal Crossing
theme. Mine would just be like, boo doo da boo da boo. And then it would be terrible. And you would hate hearing it.
Buffering. Sandaconda, the sand snake Pokemon. Ugh. When it contracts its body, over 200 pounds of sand sprays from its nose. If it ever runs out of sand, it becomes disheartened.
Oh, okay. Hang on, that gives me an idea.
Buffering. Silcobra, the sand snake Pokemon. As it digs, it swallows sand and stores it in its neck pouch. The pouch can hold more than 17 pounds of sand. You do not see another Pokemon.
I was about to ask.
But your Pokedex reads multiple Pokemon that you took a picture of.
Stupid infrared.
Well, at first I was going to try to just go this thing and blow in its whole sand load at us, but if it has a baby, maybe that's a bad idea.
Okay. Yeah.
What if we take the baby?
No, then it would be even worse.
We can get it away from here, and it'll drop the eggs, probably.
We just need to get if we can get the egg and the kid and distract the thing. It gets sad if we get rid of its sand, right?
Yeah.
So,
and this is a notoriously not sandy area where it could refill, probably one of the caves nearby.
Yeah. So we just need to do that. We unfortunately do both have fire types, which is not good.
It's unfortunate.
I don't know a ton about the competitive scene, but I'm pretty sure that that's kindergarten stuff. Ground is good against fire.
I think it's better if we don't use our Pokemon for this.
Trevel is oblivious to this, by the way. He's just like kicking his feet as he's still shining the light. He's completely oblivious.
If we can try to goad the big one, Sandaconda?
Sandaconda. How do you not know this?
It's aiming at us instead of the Pokemon, so they'll be okay. And we just have to dodge all its sand until it runs out.
Okay.
I did see a TV show about this place called the Safari Zone. Maybe I have an idea.
Okay.
I'm going to scoop up a rock and throw it at the Sandaconda.
I'm not even going to make you roll for it because A, you can see the Sandaconda plain as day. B, it is thoroughly not expecting you to throw something at it. So it just kind of binks off of its sandbag. And it whips its head towards you and lobs another giant sandball at you. Because you were planning for it, I'm going to let you keep your earlier roll and say that you're able to dodge out of the way still very, very gracefully. It takes and hits a smaller tree and just snaps it straight in half. And part of it just crumples down onto the ground, which scares the small baby in the tree, but also you see a little baby Sandaconda, or you see a Silcobra, like, poke its head out from beneath the sandbag.
Okay, I was just about to do an investigate to find out where the little baby was, but if now I don't need to do that. Okay, so now you've made it mad. Great.
Yeah.
Plan's going swimmingly.
How did it? Did its sand sack look like it got any smaller when I did that?
Very much so. Okay. Very much so. It is looking deflated, quite literally.
Okay. All right, Bango, go around and go up the tree and get the kid down. We'll distract the Silicobra or the Sandacobra. The big, well, both of them, probably.
Maybe this is stupid.
Great. I love when plans start like that.
Were you going to do anything?
I was going to maybe, I have some snacks that I was going to throw at it and see if that did anything.
You're going to bait it. I'll throw the rock, you throw the bait.
Yeah. Too bad we don't have the fester balls or whatever.
I was going to ask Alan if I could roll and investigate to look around for any items that might be on any item balls. If there's a Pokeball around that I could try to catch it with.
I like that. Yeah.
So I don't know what to roll for that.
Roll 2d6.
6 and a 2.
Perfect. I set the difficulty at 6, so with an 8, yeah, you look around pretty feverishly, and something sparks in the corner of your eye, and you look, and it is just a discarded Pokeball. It looks unused, but it's just laying in the grass.
That would pick it up.
Something about it feels very right in your hand.
Oh, this feels very right in my hand.
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
I'm gonna distract it, okay? Okay. And I'm assuming that it can hear me, but it's a, you know, it's a Sandaconda. So I'm gonna we're in like a darker area of
correct.
Okay, so what I assume, because this isn't a game where there's like 6 houses and a gym. It's like a city, right? So I'm assuming this is like we're on the Viridian Forest side, like we're kind of on a near that. Okay, so I'm gonna just kind of separate from Kobe and go like around to like distract it so it's at least like a 90 degrees turned away from whatever Kobe's doing.
Yeah, and it follows you very intently.
Okay, hey, it's okay, it's all right. Okay. As I'm just sort of like sidestepping. Now would be a great time to do something.
Okay, this plan is very stupid, and I don't think you're going to have a lot of time. So, on table talk.
Okay.
In the tree is the kid, and Bango is going to get the kid, right?
Correct.
So we are just trying to get the eggs away from Sandaconda.
Correct.
Okay. It's just one egg. It's one Pokemon egg that it has, right? Okay.
Okay.
It doesn't look like a sand. I'm gonna roll to make sure this isn't its egg.
Oh, good. Good idea.
That's how it should look. Smart thinking.
Yeah. Well, I'm a cop. I graduated middle of my class. I wasn't enthusiastic about it, which is why I wasn't higher. What do I roll? How many
D6? 2D6.
Only 2. I rolled the same 3. Amount as him.
No, okay, 3 for, because this is kind of an investigation type thing.
Wouldn't this be Pokemon knowledge, though?
I mean, technically, but also using, like, deductive reasoning, which cops are good at.
Yeah, most cops are. This one did get a 5 total, so...
I will give you this.
Does it look dirty?
If color is anything to go by, no. Because, you know, Sandaconda and Silcobra are very, like, greenish, reddish, tannish. And this, now granted, the paint may be making it hard to deal with, but it is painted, which also probably gives you a clue.
Okay, all right. I will trust that judgment then, that it is not its egg that it's protecting, that we are stealing from it.
Bango is resisting all temptation to sing their own theme song as they sneak around the snake and, like, use their claws to very, quietly sneak up the tree.
What would that sound like? What would Growlithe's theme song? Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Okay. I do have, I'm going to say, a bag of, like, Poketarian cheesy puffs.
I will also say, I think it makes sense for a police officer to have a pester ball. Like, I don't think that's unreasonable. Especially since you have a kit.
But that's all on Growlithe.
That's all on Bango, yeah.
Well, he's got but you have a police kit. Like, police officers
She does have a little pouch on her, too. It's like a little purse kind
of
deal.
And, of course, it being a backpack in the Pokemon universe, it could literally hold anything. So
who knows how big it is in there? It's only half infinite. It's not full backpack size. So it's only half infinite.
Fair.
So
here's my dumb plan.
Hit me with your dumb plan.
You use snacks to distract the baby.
Uh-huh.
And I'll throw this Pokeball at the big one.
Okay.
And you're only going to have a few seconds because I don't think it's going to catch it because all I've done it on the nose with a rock. So, that'll give us enough time while it's in the Pokeball for you to dive down, grab the egg, and get out of there.
Okay.
Before it breaks back out.
All right. I like that plan.
Okay.
So I'm gonna open up the what's a cheesy what's a Pokemon that you think would be cheesy that you would they're called cheesy puffs and they look like Jigglypuffs. But they are made of cheese. It's just cheese balls, but they're Jigglypuffs. And I'm gonna take a handful of it and throw it at the Silicobra, the little one.
So you throw out Jigglypuff-shaped cheesy puffs. The baby, like, shoots up.
Yeah, there you go.
And kind of, like, snakes, wiggles its way towards...
It eckens its way
towards the puffs. Mama Conda does not look particularly happy about the Silcobra leaving. But before the Silcobra can do anything about it, Colby, what do you do?
All right, Allie, you ready?
Yep.
On three. Three! And I throw the ball.
The Sandaconda does not see it coming. It has no concept of what you were about to just do. The ball opens, the Sandaconda turns into energy and is sucked into the ball as the ball just plunks on the ground. Lots of things begin to happen very quickly. Bango, like, grabs the youngin' by the back of their shirt and kind of tosses them up so the youngin' lands on their back and then dashes down the tree. What do you two do?
As soon as the light, like, it hit, because it bounces and then it does the thing where it, like, adjusts and then the light hits it. As soon as that happens, I'm going to run right past the Silicobra, give it a little scratch on the back of the neck, grab the egg, and then run back to where Kobe is and where I assume Bango is reconvening.
Yes.
Do I got to roll for speed?
No.
And I'm just go hurry. Go, 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 go.
And so you both run. Treble is right behind you, and you're all running towards the edge of the woods.
Oh, I'm going to have to flame him off and scoop him up. He's not going to. You've seen his little legs and his big butt.
So you scoop up your baby boy and you're running and you hear the telltale pop of a Pokeball breaking, which makes you run even faster. And right over your head is another lob. The last lob the Sandaconda had of sand, which somehow defies gravity.
It rockets
over your heads by just a couple of inches, but keeps going up. It does not arc back down. It just keeps going up.
Can we do a Scooby-Doo hallway scene between trees with it?
Yes, I love that. Love that. Until you pop out on the other side, breathing heavily with a child that is very pale, eyes are wide, and then do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again,
no,
do it
oh,
again.
No, absolutely not.
We're gonna go back to the festival actually, and I'm gonna drink the rest of the waters.
As just to go quick flashback, as I'm running to grab, I scratch the cobra. And I just dump the rest of the bag of cheesy puffs there for a secondary distraction.
Perfect.
So there's just still more cheesy puffs around.
Perfect. And I think it does cut back to the Sandaconda and the Silcobra. The Sandaconda just looks pissed and it has no sand, so therefore it is deflated and sad. Silcobra living its best life. It's just kind of squirming around. kind of Pac-Maning the cheesy poofs or the cheese puffs. And seeing that, the Sandaconda is just like, fine, whatever.
All right, yeah, let's get back to the festival with Child in hand. Hi, I'm Officer Allie. What's your name, little friend?
Jeremy.
Okay, Jeremy, you understand that you can't go running off into near the Viridian Forest by yourself. You don't even have a Pokemon. You shouldn't even be in tall grass, let alone the forest.
I know that. I saw the egg. I saw the snake get the egg, and then I didn't want the egg to get hurt. And so then I said, no, I'm going to go help the egg. And I think that was not a good idea.
Yeah, you should have told a grown-up to go.
You should probably, tell a grown-up.
Grown-ups are stupid.
Well, I agree with that. But sometimes you gotta, because it's dangerous. Once you have your own Pokemon, which maybe by the end of the day, who knows? It's spring hatching. Who knows what's gonna happen?
It is. Do you know which one I want? Do you know which one I want? Do you know which one I want?
Which one do you want?
And they say it like it's the biggest secret in the world, but it's pretty. An Eevee.
Oh, Eevees are pretty cool. This is all as we're walking back. Uh-huh.
Because Eevees can turn into lots of different things, so that way I don't really have to make a decision immediately about what like future. But then I actually want the Eevee to like think about its future and kind of make a decision on its own, so that way it's happy and I'm happy and we're all happy. But I like Eevees.
That's very conscientious of you.
Nice.
So you make it back. The kid's dad just swoops in, doesn't like reprimand the child at all, and just scoops up the child into a giant hug. And you hear Jeremy go, "Daddy, why are you crying?" And the dad is looking over Jeremy's shoulder to you two, and just, he obviously wants to speak but he can't, so he's just mouthing thank you over and over and over again as he's holding his son.
He's fine. He's a little dirty, but other than that, he's fine.
A little shaken up, but, you know, it's nothing a little lemonade can't fix, am I right? It's 300 pokes right over here at this table.
Okay, I think we'll do that. And they follow you back over to the Pokemark table. And Miss Mary, you notice, is looking at you both really fondly with a big smile on her face. During your little adventure, the rest of the festival basically happened.
Sure.
So people are starting to clean up and disperse, and a lot of the eggs that haven't hatched are being brought back to Miss Mary. She probably has maybe half a dozen on her table. There are eggshells everywhere. And there are people that their whole purpose is just to pick up eggshells, and they're walking around with like little bags and little grabby doos picking up eggshells.
You can compost those. It's good for composting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Calcium goes in the soil. I like it. Mm.
And so when you get over there, Miss Mary actually hands Jeremy an egg that's tan and white. Aww. And just kind of winks at Jeremy. And Jeremy is very, very excited as he and his father kind of wander off after buying some lemonades.
At some point, I will have returned his shoe from the evidence bag, his other flip flop, so he's not running around lopsided. And then I'm going to take the egg that we got back, and I'll just hand it to Miss Mary and be like, I really hope this is one of yours and I didn't steal the Santa Cobra. It looked painted, so I didn't think it was theirs. But
oh, yes, it is. Thank you. You know what? She turns around and she does some rummaging. These two, I thought they would have hatched by now. They were the winners of the races earlier, but they haven't. You two seem very, very kind. Here. And she hands each of you an egg.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I will take the egg.
Guess I'm just responsible for this now.
Now I'm responsible for this water bottle.
I know they'll be well taken care of. But if you have any questions or need any advice, I'm just in Pallet. You've seen me around.
Oh, yeah, I live there. I got a commute up here. So.
Yeah.
Wait, you live in Pallet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
A joy runs up, finally. Oh, Allie, I'm so sorry. Is everything okay? Hey.
Yeah, no, it's fine. There was a kid. Actually, you might want to turn around. He's a little dirty, but otherwise I think he's fine. I'm just going to point at Jeremy.
Oh, and Joy hustles off with the camera hovers of where Joy was, and then all of a sudden, chintzy, 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 just running right behind her.
You're doing great, sweetie. I will take one of the eggs. I assume there's two eggs. There are obviously two. Take one of the two eggs.
Then I'll get the other one. This is
that's how it works.
This is mine now.
Congratulations. We go as we like sort of turn around and be like, now we have more mouths to feed. This is fine. It's fine.
This is great. I don't even have anything to put it in when it hatches because the Pokeball is broke in the woods.
Don't you run the Pokemart?
Well, yeah, but all I got is water here. I'd have to go.
Oh,
I know. Like, I don't even get a discount.
Go across town.
I don't even get a discount.
Oh, that's like, was it like 50%? Like, is it a good discount?
No, it's the same discount I gave you.
Oh, that's awful.
I'm not gonna do that math. But whatever, 10 out of 300 is, it's that percent.
It's like 3. I think it's 3%. Are we gonna go? Your booth is right next to that, so let's just go back to. I gotta go check in with Farfetch'd anyway, so let's just like
all
go
right.
back over there. I guess
you take a single step, and the eggs begin to glow. And Miss Mary, her eyes go wide. Well, I guess.
What's happening?
Well, they were used in the races and stuff. I guess they moved around enough that they're hatching.
I thought I at least had time to get home today.
My mom is still not happy about me having a Growlithe. She is not going to love that I now have whatever is in this egg.
I'm going to spend the next 5 minutes typing out a text to my mom on my Nokia. Egg hatching, sorry, with no punctuation.
The eggs flash and light explodes, and there is a small bunny type Pokemon and an egg Pokemon in your arms now instead of the big eggs you were just carrying.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I know what this is. I'll just take a picture of it anyway. I'll take a selfie with my new Pokemon because I haven't done a selfie yet.
Buffering. Nidoran female, the poison pen Pokemon. Although it's small, its venomous barbs render this Pokemon dangerous. The female has smaller horns.
Oh, cute.
I think mine is broken. I had one egg. And now I have like 6 eggs.
Take a picture. See what it says.
I can't take my phone doesn't have a camera on it.
Oh, I'll take a. I gotcha. And I'll take a picture of Kobe and his now many eggs.
Buffering. Execute the egg Pokemon. This Pokemon consists of 6 eggs that form a tightly knit cluster. The 6 eggs attract each other and spin around. When cracks increasingly appear on the egg, execute is close to evolution.
Execute.
That's so many mouths to feed.
It's so hot.
Don't eat her.
Oh, I see.
Dainty.
She's so gentle. I'm going to name you Hazel.
I'm going to name yous.
Oh, there's, hold on. There's how many are there? There's 6?
There's 6. I have a dumb name.
E-A-D-G-B-E. That's the guitar strings.
Well, I was going to break the music rule because we're in an AU.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because
the name
that, yeah.
I have is also very stupid. I guess I'll name it Does because it's a half dozen.
It's a half a dozen.
Execute.
And the camera zooms out. As you two now have 2 new baby Pokemon, well, and you have saved a small child.
7 new baby
7
Pokemon.
New baby
7
Pokemon.
New. Are the Exeggutes, I have a logistical question, are the Exeggutes attached to each other, or are they sort of a free-range situation?
I do believe that The reason they're part psychic is because it's like a weird hive mind situation.
Yep. The other Pokedex entry that I didn't read is its six eggs converse using telepathy. They can quickly gather if they become separated. So they can become separated, but they will.
Oh, that's very funny. Together.
Yeah, it's just like a psychic force that keeps these six bound to each other.
Okay, good. But they can get up to their own individual shenanigans.
Yes. Yes, each one can have its own personality.
Nice. That's it. That's the end of the episode.
Yep. Jake did all the middle stuff.
Did I? Did I on this one?
Maybe.
We'll see.
It's an AU. We'll see what happens. There's no rules.
Who knows?
Hey, no middle stuff. Just cookies.
Nope. Just yeah. This is just two chocolate cookies with nothing dividing them. How do they stay together? Friendship, mostly.
Psychic bonds.
Psychic bonds, like eggs. Like all eggs have. And we know all eggs have. So yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. You probably figured out what's going on here. Maybe there'll be a second one this month. Who knows? Stay tuned. Until next time, I've been Jake.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Alan.
Smell you later.
Rose, you barely missed this. Colby, it's like you have got...
Should I be Alouette if he's Colby?
No, you don't have to be.
I know we're 30 minutes into this recording, but should I
you
give up the ghost?
The other, in the other
I wasn't?
Thing.
Okay.
No, we all don't right, have a... There's not like a Carl equivalent.
Right.
For Rose.
Right. Also, I think in like the very first episode...
She could be
Allie. Allie would be cute. I'm going to be.
Maybe at the end, another Jenny will be like, hey, Allie. And
yeah. We'll
do it that
yeah.
way.
Yeah, that's cute.
I don't think I've name dropped you yet. So
that is true. We can do this. We can do this diegetically. We can do this in universe. To me, I'm Rose. But to everybody else, I will say I'm Allie because that is it says a Jenny. So. Mm-hmm.